1971, letter to Lalita Kumar. If you simply push on this one activity of distributing my books, your all success will be there. I have hatched this transcendental plot for getting money by selling my books, and if we stick only to this plan and use our brain for selling books, there will easily be sufficient money. If Krishna sees that we are very active to spread information about him, he is master of the goddess of fortune, and he will give everything. 1971, letter to Giriraj. I am most pleased especially to hear that you are distributing many books. Go on increasing books, and go on increasing my pleasure. 1971, letter to Yogeshwar. These books are the best advertising. They are better than advertising. If we simply present Krishna consciousness in a serious and attractive way, without need to resort to fashionable slogans or tricks, that is sufficient. Our unique asset is our purity. No one anywhere can match it. That will be noticed eventually and appreciated. As long as we do not diminish or neglect the highest standard of purity in performing our routine work. Not that we require to display or announce ourselves in very clever ways to get attention. No, our pure standard is enough. Let us stand on that basis. 1971. Letter to Badrinarayan. You have been my student for some time, and I consider that you are one of the big men who are assisting me in this vast work, so I am naturally concerned for your well-being. I want that you should give up this idea of outside living and working and regard it only as a temporary trick of Maya. I need such strong men as yourself to stick with me, and together we shall go back to home, back to Godhead. If you have no other engagement, I would be greatly pleased if you could take up this work of selling my books and literatures everywhere, as many as possible. 1971, letter to Bahulaspa. I am very glad that you understand the importance of these books. Let us try to distribute them far and wide, as many as possible, and that is solid spiritual information or real preaching work. We stand on our Krishna philosophy, and because it has the full potency of Krishna himself, there is no limit to the effect it will have upon the world if we remain sincere and convinced for spreading this philosophy purely. 1971, Krishna Devi. Try to give this Krishna philosophy to the intelligent class of men and distribute our books as many as possible, and your all efforts will come out successful. Know it for certain that by this your sincere working for Krishna, very soon you will go back to home, back to Godhead. 1971, letter to Bhaktidas. I am very pleased that your literature sales are increasing. I want this especially, that my books be sold everywhere, as many as possible. Kindly do this, and I shall be very pleased. 1972, letter to Bali Mardan. Yes, if it is enhancing our distribution of books to wear warm clothes, like coat pants in winter, I have no objection. You may wear them. Of course, we may take money for Krishna using any method of beg, borrow, and steal. But more advanced understanding of Krishna consciousness process is that by telling the truth in a very palatable way, that is the most successful system. I am convinced that if you simply glorify Krishna and our books in the best descriptive manner, that anyone and everyone, no matter even atheist or otherwise, they can be convinced to purchase. Of course, that is a great art, and not everyone can do it. But gradually, by practice of preaching in this way, striving to so much present a wonderful picture of our books to the people, gradually you will master the trick how to do it. 1972, letter to Kuru Shrestha. I am very glad to hear all the good news, especially that you want to sell books more and more. That is the best preaching work. Each book sold means there is some practical effect of preaching. There is some tangible progress. So try to sell books as many as possible in your country. And in this way, so long you remain active, but not for your personal sense gratification, So long you remain active, only satisfying Krishna's senses, then this movement will be successful without any doubt. 1972, Letter to Hari Prasad. Distributing of books is our most important business. So I am very much pleased upon you that you want to help me in this way. Now go on increasing books distribution and utilize your fertile brain how to do it more and more. Krishna has given you every facility. So if you use that facility and intelligence for Krishna just to please him by your preaching assistance, that will satisfy you completely and it will be the best help to your countrymen, your family, and to all living entities in general. May Krishna give you all his blessings. 1972, Letter to Jayadvaita. These books and magazines are our most important propaganda weapons to defeat the ignorance of Maya's army. And the more we produce such literature and sell them profusely all over the world, the more we shall deliver the world from the suicide course. So your work is the most important preaching work. May Krishna bless you more and more. Thank you for helping me in this way. 1972, Letter to Karandar. Gradually, we shall replace the literatures which are currently popular with our own style of transcendental literature. I have tried it. Any page you open, that is wonderful reading matter. My ambition is to spread these books far and wide all over the world so that everyone shall read at least one of our books, and that will change his life. If only 1% become devotees, that will change the world. 1972, Letter to Sankarshan. Your question whether some small lies may be said in order to sell our books, I have already replied to Bali Mardan on that point, and a copy of his letter is enclosed herewith. But that kind of lie, as you have given example of the apartment manager, telling him that, yes, we have gotten permission to distribute here, that kind of lie is not harmful. The highest development of Krishna consciousness understanding will be when you are able to give anyone the truth, but in such a manner that they will respond in a positive way. If people like to contribute by hearing such things, there is no harm. That is just to induce him to purchase. Some of my godbrothers, I can remember, when we used to go out for begging some contribution from some big man, they used to say that my Guru Maharaj had lived for 12 years in the forest in solitary place, living only on tulsi leaves. I could scarcely stop from laughing when I heard such story, but it was effective to get the money and give to our Guru Maharaj, and he was pleased by our gift. So the idea is not what you are saying so much as how you say it. If you understand this properly, then you may be able to say the truth at all times in the most palatable way, according to the situation and the type of hearer. To perfect this art, that takes practice. So practice preaching from this understanding, and gradually you will develop it more and more. But we should never steal anything like money, food, water, gasoline, just to enhance our service to Krishna. That is too much dangerous. And if we are caught, then all of our work is finished. We shall always be careful to avoid any kind of jeopardizing our high standing in the society by some foolish and small act of illegal stealing. 1972, Letter to Vamanadeva. I am especially glad to see how nicely your St. Louis temple is distributing Back to Godhead magazine. Only 3 years ago, I asked Dai Nippon to print 20,000 copies, and barely we could distribute them. But now in your temple alone, you are distributing so many. So this is very, very encouraging to me. It is the perfect form of preaching. Follow the line laid down by Prahlad Maharaj and try to take everyone back to home, back to Godhead. And this is done by distributing our literature. I am so much pleased upon each and every one of you for helping me this way to push on this great movement.